Governor Rick Scott was the first speaker at the annual meeting hosted by the Associated Press. He announced his fourth budget recommendation as governor.
This budget also reserves funds and pays back money the previous administration raided from the Budget Stabilization Fund.
The previous governor was then Republican Charlie Crist, who now wants his old job back as a Democrat. Scott took jabs but never mentioned Crist by name.
We have cut taxes dozens of times, but the previous four budgets raised taxes by more than $2 billion.
Crist criticized Scott for cutting education funding as soon as he took office.
And now he's trying to make up for it, you know, in an election year transformation. I don't believe Florida's going to get fooled a second time.
Crist also called out Scott for his leadership of the Columbia HCA hospital chain. Scott had already left the firm when it paid a $1.7 billion settlement for Medicare and Medicaid fraud. Former State Senator Nan Rich, a Democrat from Weston, says Scott and Crist had their chance to lead and failed. She encouraged reporters not to count her out as the next governor.
Who will lead the state for the next 4 years? Although some, I think, in the media have already decided who that person might be, the voters will get the last word.
A new survey of registered voters by Quinnipiac University shows Crist with an 8-point lead over Scott in a head-to-head race, while Rich is trailing Scott by 4 points. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.